Fuck you, Farrakhan, motherfucker. I rarely get this deep into the sound clip.
Oh, God.
You can put any music to with this in the background and it makes it 10 times better. Watch that Wyclef Jean song I was playing. If it wasn't for the country music playing over, it'd be perfect. Pain in the ass, right? All right, let me do prank calls.
Steakhouse,
I'm
speaking. May I help you?
Hey, what's up?
Hello?
Yeah, hi. Hello?
Yes, Steven Steakhouse. How can I help you?
Yeah, hi.
Who's this?
Hi, who? Yeah.
Yeah.
Reservations?
Sure. For how many?
For who?
Four. Four people?
Four.
At what time?
Four.
Okay. Four or four?
Uh-huh.
What's the name?
Four.
Okay. Got you down, okay?
P-H-O. Four.
Uh-huh. P-H-O.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
For four people at 4 o'clock, right?
And then we need four.
Uh-huh.
Four. Four.
Mm-hmm.
FIFO.
Okay.
Okay. Pape Pipo.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Got you down.
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
Bang with us, straight up we no angel dust. Label us notorious. Thug ass niggas that love the bus. It's strange to us, y'all niggas be scrambling, gambling up restaurants with mandolins and violins. We just sitting here trying to win, trying not to sin. High off weed and lots of gin. So much smoke, need oxygen. Steadily counting Benjamins. Nigga, you should too if you knew what this game would do to you. Been in this shit since 92. Look at all the bullshit I've been through. So called beef with you know who. Fuck a few female stars or two. Then I blew like niggas blew like Mike. Shit, not to be fucked with. Motherfucker better duck quick. Cause me and my dogs love fuck shit. Fuck the luck shit, strictly aim. No aspirations to quit the game.
Oops.
Hi, thank you for calling.
This is my motherfucker. How you doing?
Hello?
Yeah. Hello.
Who's this?
I'd like to make an order.
Okay. For a coffee chocolate?
Yeah, for a foo.
For a foo?
Foo.
I'm sorry, can you spell it? It's really hard to hear.
Foo? Foo?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
At what time?
Foo.
What time?
Foo.
Okay, if you don't tell me what time, I can't have it ready for you.
Oh, well, did you need my name?
Yes.
Akulo?
Okay, but what time do you want it ready for?
Foo. Foo. At foo. I need it at foo. Okay. I think she's stupid and she hung up the phone. Hello?
Hello? I'm sorry. I'm not stupid.
I thought you hung up. I was talking to my neighbor who's next to me. I thought you had already hung up. I was going to have to call back.
Yeah, no, I'm not stupid. I didn't hang up the phone.
Oh, why didn't
you
say anything?
You said you want it ready at what time?
At foo? Foo?
So is that four?
No, foo.
But what time do you want it ready for?
At foo. Foo?
I don't know what time that is. I'm sorry.
Do you have a number? Is there like an English speaker I can talk to?
I do speak English.
Yeah, but I can hear you.
If you want it at four?
You're kind of ethnic, I can hear. And you're also a woman. Maybe that's why you're messing it up. Is there like a man I can talk to?
Can I actually get your... I'm the one that's going to be helping you right now. I'm a shift supervisor, so I don't appreciate you telling me that. So if you want to go ahead and talk to someone else, give me like 2 minutes.
Okay. Thank you, honey.
What's your name?
Cross.
Cross?
Yeah.
And your number?
It's 606-2014.
Okay. Interesting. Okay, give me 1 second.
All right, honey baby. Hi, how are you, honey?
Hi, I'm actually not going to be taking your order because I don't appreciate the way that you're talking to me. So if you wanted to go ahead and get it from a different Starbucks, so you can go ahead and...
No.
Okay, I'm going to hang up the phone now.
No!
Thank you.
I've become a child. I've reverted to a 2-year-old toddler. No! That's all I got left, guys. I'm like Katie K. I have exhausted all the prank call ideas, just about. And then you end up like Katie K is, where he just comes on and talks. But he said that once last year. He said, you know, I just don't do prank calls that much anymore because, like, I've done every single thing you can do with a prank call. I've mastered all of it. This motherfucker seriously said that on the show.
We forgive you.
And some people are like, oh, you're hard on KDK. People used to say to me, oh, you're hard on him. Why are you so hard on him? He's a fucking lunatic. He'll be on tonight, this fucking lunatic ass. Lunatic French, no wonder. Because he's a fucking lunatic. Fuck. Oh, why did I never make that correlation in my head? Of course, it's been there all along, motherfucker. It's been in front of us, the name of his show is Lunatic Fringe. Hello? Oh, why is KDK like that with me and us? Why is he like that? Why does he not do prank calls? He just comes on and talks. And why does he hate his listeners and this and that? Now you know. This is fucking nuts. He's straight up, he is mentally sick nuts. That's what Ted Webb was, like, convinced of this at some point. At one point, Ted Webb talked to me, like, look, I'm really worried about dude. I love the guy like a brother, but he needs meds, and he doesn't want to admit it. That's where they both had a falling out, because Ted told him, dude, you need to get some help, man. Like, your dad died, your boyfriend dumped you, you need to get some help right now. That's kind of why he never... You know what? The dad told him all this on the air once. The dad called in his show last year, or the year before that, and laid it all out on him live on the air. He turned KDK into a little turtle, like Brett Carter. I'm afraid to show my emotions. I'm Brett Carter. Ugh, I'm a turtle. When I say that, I limp my wrists, right? And I put one under my chin and one around, like, where my breastbone is. And I go, ugh, I'm Brett Carter. I'm a turtle. Ugh. Try it, guys. Try it that way. You make it like the gas face with your nose and mouth.
Brad Carter, I'm a turtle.
It's better if you have glasses too. You put glasses on. Why am I picking on my buddy Brad? I'm sorry, Brad. Brad's gonna come on tonight.
I'm Carlito, big fat motherfucker sitting in the room.
Alright, put your hands together, guys. Alright, like you're praying, and put that out. And be like, oh, Carlito, I'm this big. That's what Brad's gonna do to me tonight on the air. Show me a lesson. And you puff out your cheeks with air. And close your right eye, because I'm blind in my right eye. You can also do this in a wheelchair for even better effect.
We're not against rap.
No, we're not against rap.
We're not against rappers. But we are against those thugs.
I don't know why that song cut out like that, motherfucker. Anyway. Where was I? Who did I just prank? Starbucks, yeah. Let's call him back. Fuck it. We're calling him back. Hi, this is a completely different person. I'd like to make an order, please.
Hello?
Yes, hi, this is a completely different person. I'd like to make an order, please.
Okay, well, how did you know it's a completely different person? Because I haven't said anything, so...
I say that every time I call a business, like a retail store. Because it's
okay.
My first...
Oh, you're not affiliated with the person that just called 5 minutes ago?
No, that's why I said that.
Okay, so your name?
Listen, between August and January, through the holiday season, whenever I call retail businesses, for the first attempt, I would say this is a completely different person. Just because sometimes a lot of stores will pick up and they'll say, oh, you were calling about the dress in 12? And I'll be like, no, I just can call it for the first time. This is an example when I called Sears last holidays. So my first call is always like, this is a completely different person. I think it's very effective and very efficient of time.
Okay, no, I do apologize. Just so you know, I did have someone call me very rudely like 2 minutes ago, so they've been calling the phone, so I just wanted to make sure that it was someone else. So when you said that, I kind of was like, okay, because they're prank calling, I'm assuming.
Okay, I need two Tazo teas. Two Tazos.
I actually don't do over-the-phone orders for teas or any of the drinks.
Well, I'm getting coffee also. God damn it, she doesn't listen.
I'm sorry?
I have coffee orders also on a latte here.
You know, I'm going to go ahead and hand the phone to someone else, okay?
You're a fucking idiot. Help me. Knock on the door, manager. Ooh, help.
Hello, how may I help you?
Hey, boy, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Not too good. Who's that sassy girl that I was just talking to?
She's one of our shift supervisors.
Yeah, she was just saying bird style, like that. That she did the coffee bird style for me. What is
bird
that?
Style?
Yeah, I don't know what that means. And then I called her to ask her. She told my friend that she said, I made both of your coffees bird style, she said. And he got to the car, and I said... He told me that. I said, I've never heard of that, and I tried looking it up. I didn't ask for it, and she said that she charged us extra for it. And then I just called her now, and you know what she told me? She said, bird style, you put it in your mouth a little bit. The server puts it in the mouth. The barista and goes, gargles.
You know, I'm going to go ahead and click the phone. If you wanted to go ahead and call my district manager, you're more than welcome, but please do not come into the store because I do not appreciate the way you're touching.
Shut up and don't talk to me like that. I am the White Devil, and I will be respected.
Hello? They're like, oh no, the white devil. Scream my mo and let me hear ya holler. Not about that mighty dollar. Roll with the bum of thug of follow. Tank ain't remaining the same. Flaming my dank and dragon bruise. Thinking about that hanging, clapping my back and thugging with you. Yeah, she turned white. If you ever seen the Three Stooges skits where they would have the black guy and the black guy would see a lion or something and they would color him in frame by frame white, like going up and down his body. Like it's like, oh Lord. I think that's like at least one or two of those Three Stooges ones. Yeah, Enigmalus. I know. I love Three Stooges, man. I had a torrent of them. I found a torrent once, and I got it. Every single Three Stooge movie, the cartoons, and every single of the shorts. Every single one of the shorts.
Speaking, how can I help you?
Yeah, hi. This is the manager over here at the Starbucks next door. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good. How you doing?
Oh, not bad. We just got a pallet of what looks like your shoes. They're all Converse shoes. I think they
really?
Delivered them to us instead. You guys better send a couple of guys down here to get it. You got pallet jack or I don't know how.
We don't have a pallet jack, but we have a bunch of wheelers that have beds on them.
All right. Well, come on down. Grab yourself a coffee. Make yourself a home. Get them out of here, though, all right? Because we're going to start getting pretty busy soon, all right?
All right, you're the one over there toward the end, right, by Ruby's?
Yep.
All right, sounds good.
All right, big guy, see ya. Bye.
All right.
All right, cool.
How may I help you?
Hello, this is the manager over here at the Starbucks at the end.
Hi.
Hey, how you doing, hon?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Oh, good. Enjoying the nice foot traffic we're getting. Look, we just got a whole bunch of your stuff. Someone delivered it here. I don't know why my idiot
what?
Over here signed for it. It's a bunch of baby clothes. It says baby's first wardrobe here. Multi-pack bodysuits, it says.
And it's from it has a Carter's.
It has your address.
Weird.
And it's for you, yeah. Well, listen, can you get someone to get these damn things out of here? Look, honey, we're going to start getting busy.
How many boxes is it? Do I need to take, like, a rolling rack?
Yeah, you definitely
is
do.
It
yeah, it's a good half pallet of stuff.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, yeah. All right, we'll be right over. Thank you.
All right, honey, bye.
Okay. Bye.
I'm just going to keep sending people there in the same plaza. Fuck it. Fuck those people. Let's do it. Let's experiment, guys. Let's really piss them off. Yeah!
Nelson, how can I help you?
Hey, buddy, how you doing?
Good, how can I help you?
Hey, this is, I'm the manager over here at the Starbucks. At the end over here?
Uh-huh.
By Ruby's. Someone just dropped off like a good half pallet of what looks like your food. It says, it's got a bunch of it looks like meat, a lot of meat and stuff. and it looks like a whole bunch of rice.
A bunch of rice? Okay.
It says Panda Express and has got your address here instead of ours. You guys got to get this out of here, man, because we got a lot of stuff we got to get out. We got to start pumping out coffee, and we don't got a lot of refrigerator space, all right?
What was it? I'm sorry.
What do you mean, what was it?
Which one are you talking about?
It's for you. We're the Starbucks next to Ruby's, down the way, across the, around the, at the end of the plaza.
Okay, what was it you say? What was it that you have from us?
Yeah, we just got a delivery of a bunch of your food.
Food? Okay, I come by and look at it.
Look, it's in boxes. Like, okay. It's all like meats.
Meat? Okay, we'll come by right now.
Yeah, okay, bye.
Alright, thank you.
Kind of slow, right? Nelson, come on, man. Yo, I don't know. I don't know how I got there. Oh, let me go. It's going to be there. Did you guys call Panda Express? What's up, man? I hope there's a fight. I hope they're rude to him because he's the fourth person to come. It's like, yo. Take it easy. Take it easy.
Jenna speaking.
Hi, yeah, this is the manager at the Starbucks. How you doing?
Hi, fine, thank you.
Oh, good. The Starbucks here in the plaza at the end. Listen, they just delivered a whole bunch of clothes, a bunch of jeans of yours.
Okay.
It's about a good half pallet worth here.
For our store, right?
Yeah, it says for Guest Factory Outlet, and it's got your address, not ours.
Okay.
Well, I got this idiot over here working, this stupid Mexican, and he signed for it.
Okay. Give me just 1 second. Let me talk to my manager and let me know. Okay.
Okay. Well, can you send someone? You guys got to get it out of here. Okay.
Yeah. We'll tell him and he'll send somebody right now.
All right, because we don't have time for this. Thank you. Bye.
Okay, you're welcome.
Because we don't have time for this. Your jeans are totally ruining our time. 22 shots, I kill her. You don't want to fuck with bone, nigga. And it really ain't shit to pull the trigger on a copper. Because if I go down, some of y'all going down, because going down, pop up. Some motherfucker, cop us. This is going to be fucking nuts. Nice. Pop, yeah. Pop, pop. It's judgment day. Some nigga just throw your pumps in the air. Now kill them. Couple like you just don't care. And dig them, creeping, me peeping. Gotta watch them purple sleeping, put them in deep. Gotta me keeping, chilling me reaching. Gotta get mine every time. Let to be over in 9-9. Some nigga get up as a crime. Gotta beat more couples dying in the line. To fuck it with thugs. Anyway, I'm sorry. Not gonna call the bank. There's the rubies that they keep saying. The landmark rubies. Remember, me kill them and no surrender. Yeah. There's the Carters. No, already called them. All right, so we got Coach. If I call Coach and tell him we got a whole pallet of half a pallet of purses, they're gonna come running. Those motherfuckers. My wife today was like, "Can I take some cash? Cause my birthday's coming up and I'm gonna be by the Coach store." I'm like, "Oh, fuck! Fucking Coach bags. Fucking this." Fucking, what's the difference?
This is Roy speaking. How may I assist you?
Cunt Flat 5. Hi, this is the manager over here at the Starbucks at the end by Ruby's.
Hi, how's it going?
Hey, buddy, I'm good. Look, we just got a half pallet. One of my idiot workers here. One of my employees accepted a half pallet, and it looks to be your purses. It says Coach at 100 Citadel. I don't know why they delivered him here.
Is it for like women's? Can I have the address for that?
Is it 100? They did, all they put was 100 Citadel, and they just left it here. They didn't have a suite number. They just left it at us.
Okay, I'll send over one of our manager and associate.
Right? Oh yeah, because we need. I mean, we don't have time for this shit. All right.
Okay.
Motherfucker. All right. Please send Alrighty. Some. All right, at once. Thank you.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. I think I ruined it. Shit. I think I'm going to be an asshole about it now. Now that I got a few going, let me be just an asshole about it so I can get some angry ones. Or some guy, so maybe at least one of them is going to be there thinking that the guy said, you need to get this shit out of here, motherfucker. I'll be totally rude about it. I'll neighborly. You know they all don't get along. All the other stores in his plaza are like, psh, 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 psh. They talk about each other. Like, psh, 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 psh. That's them gossiping. Alright, we called the Panda Express. Here's a subway. Yeah! I'm gonna tell they delivered a bread machine.
Creeping up out of the park. 4 hours are 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day.
Blah, blah, blah.
To place a catering order or inquire about catering, press 1. To place a non-catering order for pickup, press 2. To provide feedback on your recent experience,
please wait while I connect your call.
Call. Yes. Hey, how are you? Hello.
How are you?
I'm at the Starbucks. Yeah. I'm here. I work at the Starbucks at the end by Ruby's.
Okay.
We were expecting a shipment of some of our sandwiches from corporate. But apparently what we got here was for you. It's a bunch of bread, and they signed. I got this idiot that works here, and he signed for it. It's a whole bunch of bread and bread machine, a big bread machine.
A bread machine?
Yeah, and then there's a whole whole container of, like, it looks like just the bread before it's made.
Yeah, because I don't think we ordered that here. Let me check real quick.
Aculo, aculo.
Hello?
Huh?
Hello? Yeah, we didn't order none of that.
Yeah, no, this is from Subway, your corporate office. They left it here. They delivered it.
Oh, they delivered it right there?
A big refrigerated truck pulled up here, and we thought it was our stuff, but our stuff just came now. It came later. So I came out and I said, wait a minute, if these are our sandwiches now, what got delivered earlier that we signed for? And when I opened the container, it's a bunch of Subway. It's got cups. It's got, like, the liners for the trays. There's Subway straws, Subway napkins, and then there's a bunch of uncooked bread, unbaked bread here, and then a big baked bread machine, like a brand new, and it has a manual on the book for it and everything. Installation guide, it says, Subway installation guide.
Hello.
Are they charging them?
Did they charge you guys for it, or?
No, they just, we signed for it and they left it here. That's all. They just gave us the slip and
that's
we signed for it. But it's for you guys. It says for Subway 150 Citadel Drive. I don't know why they left it here.
Yeah,
what?
I don't know if you guys wanted to bring it over here or...
No, listen, I don't have time for this, motherfucker. You need to get this shit out of my fucking store. God damn it.
Okay.
You need to come get your stuff before I throw it over the border.
You said it's Starbucks, right?
Yeah. Right by Ruby's.
Okay. By Ruby's?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'll send somebody right now.
All right, get over here. All right, hurry up. Bye. All right. Things are getting starting to get warmed up. Let me let up. All right, that's enough, guys. That's a lot of people already. I don't want to get abusive. How many have I called? One? Two? I don't know. What did they call? Like 5, 6 places? That's enough. That's enough, shit, damn it.
Them crown bound, that slugs up in them down, so gone. You better go run a hub check if you wanna test them in the flesh. Up in the dungeon, go murder. You're running up by the Iowa tap. Face to face, now nevertheless, you're taking the toss and it's snuffed up. Hands up with the body, you're off in the cover. Remember the boss said, I'll preach every teach. I'm grinning up with me, nine. I'm with thugs and hustlers, and murder them every time. Bang, bang, gotta get up on my time. Sipping mid leader, ripping that flesh when I sleep with a meat cleaver, willing and miss thugs. Never that studio thugs. The buck them, motherfuck them, thug, never them bluffing.
I'm buying time because I'm trying to make sure that at least a few of them go to the Starbucks, and then I'm going to call and ask. I'm going to tell them I'm from another one of the places nearby. And what the hell is this? That someone just called me saying you've got our stuff. What's going on? Just to see if they're like, oh yeah, we've had complaints. Has it been long enough yet? Let me do another call. I just don't want to lose this area here and not find a place to go.
Thank you for calling. This is Roxy speaking. How can I help you?
Yeah, I'm calling from the Emerson outlet over here.
Okay.
I'm right by Ruby's.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we got a bunch of your stuff over here.
What do you mean?
It says Quicksilver stuff here.
Like shipment wise?
Yeah. Yeah.
I could give you Quicksilver's number, but you're calling the DC store right now.
Yeah, but listen. Someone came in wearing a Quicksilver shirt and said motherfucker to us over here. And then he took a display and, like, he kicked it and all these radios fell down. And then he shoved the door.
Is this Randy?
No. Okay, it's Randy. Hi, it's Randy. Hi.
Hello?
Hi, it's Randy.
Hi.
Hi. Hey.
Yes?
It's me, Randy. I'm sorry.
Give me one second.
Hey, labia. You know what labia is?
Thanks for holding us, Richard.
Hey, it's Randy.
What's up?
Hey, how you doing, honey?
Which Randy?
Randy from the store.
Randy from the store?
Yeah.
Which one, though?
Oh, Randy. You know, Randy, labia.
But like Dandy Randy or Mandy Randy? Because there's two Randys.
Mandy.
Mandy Randy?
Yeah.
Okay. What's up, Mandy Randy?
Labia.
Labia?
Yeah.
What about it?
Pretty good stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's nice, right?
It's all right.
Yeah.
So, did you need anything, or you just,
Labia.
For sure.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
All right, see you later, buddy.
Yeah, have a good rest of the day.
All right, thank you. God bless you.
Yep.
Bye.
You too, sir.
Bye.
Thank you for calling Starbucks. This is George speaking. How can I help you today?
Yeah, George, this is Randy over here at the Quicksilver outlet store. We just got a weird call.
About, like, packages being delivered to our store?
Yeah, was that legit or...
No, that's just a prank call. I have like, five other stores, like Panda Express, Subway. They're all coming, asking me the same thing.
They're coming
someone's
in.
Just calling around. Yeah, they're someone's just prank calling every single store.
Oh, wow.
Telling the other stores about packages being misdelivered. So we had already told the security, so let's see what they can do about it, which is probably not much. But
yeah,
all they're telling us to advise the other stores is just ignore it.
Yeah, that's bullshit, right?
Yeah, definitely. And it's just backing everything up because everyone's kind of busy right now.
Yeah.
So with all these calls coming in, it's just not working.
Yeah. Listen, I'm really upset that I got this phone call from you people. I'm really upset at you.
At us?
Yeah. I'm upset that you let this happen because they got my personal information.
We're quite not sure how that happened.
The guy said he needed our social ID number, and we gave him all our account information for the Quicksilver system.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Give me a quick second. Yeah, I can talk to you a bit more into depth to get off the floor.
He started masturbating on the phone.
Hello?
Yeah.
Sorry about that. I just had to get off the floor very quickly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're not quite sure because we've been, within the past, I'm saying, half hour, someone's been calling all the other stores, letting us know, that allegedly FedEx or someone has been misdelivered all their packages to us because I've just, as of 10 seconds ago, I've had the people from both Subway and Panda Express come to us saying that someone from FedEx had called and told them that all of their packages and inventory had been delivered to our store,
which
we're not quite sure what's going on with that. And as we're speaking, I'm receiving different calls or people from different stores coming in telling us the exact same thing that someone from FedEx is calling us.
Yeah,
so
well,
I'm not quite sure really what's going on.
We're gonna have to hold you guys responsible.
I'm not quite sure what I can do
because we were expecting this package and now, this guy called us from the corporate office saying it was delivered, that Subway signed for it. And then now I'm talking to you, and you say you don't have it. So, all right. And I'm going to let my corporate office know that you...
Yeah, if you want. Let me get a piece of pen. Because we're not quite sure what's happening. Because I'm seeing at least the seventh store that's actually called us to tell us that things are getting confused. So at this point, we think someone's just purposely prank calling every single store.
What an asshole, motherfucker. But, motherfucking shit. Fucking ass. Fuck. Shit. Fuck. Fuck.
But yeah, not much we can do about it. If you guys want to hold it accountable.
Fuck!
Oh! Yeah, if there's anything else we can do for you guys, just let us know. Aside from that, I will be having to get to work. Alright. Cool. If there's anything else I can help you with, I have to get to work. Thank you.
I was bored with that already. But hey, fun. What a bunch of fun.
Hey,
friends,
how can I help you? Hello?
Yes, hi. Is Nelson there? He was supposed to come over here to pick up some stuff.
Oh, you're from Starbucks? He was supposed to pick up stuff?
Yeah, Nelson, right?
No, he's not here.
Where is he?
Hold on a moment.
Motherfucker.
What happened? Hello?
Yeah, motherfucker.
Oh, he said he'll be there later. He doesn't have time right now.
He's a fucking asshole.
Oh, like you?
Yeah. Hi.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Have a nice day.
Do you know what labia is?
Have a nice day.
Do you know what labia
Bye.
Is? Labia, labia.
That's what you are. Bye.
Okay. With him, Mr. Smoke Thug, jump into him, smoke. Roll the blunt and cut stuff with bud. Hit the bone to give a blood. What? Cause I done made it clean. Hello?
Hello?
What? Hello? Carl's Jr.?
Yes, may I help you?
Yeah, Mara Jod. Mara Jod?
Yes?
Yeah. Are you Banchod or Mara Jod? Well, fine. Oh, hi, honey, baby. How are you? Thank God you're open. Are you answering service?
Actually, we're I'm a dispatcher here in the office.
Oh, wow, you're in today?
Yeah, I'm actually gonna be leaving in just a little bit.
Oh, nice. But. Very nice. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, I need an electrician help.
Okay, what exactly do you need?
I need to have the piping from the sink to the drain fixed.
Okay, so it sounds to me like you might need a plumber rather than
an
electrician.
No, we need an electrician.
Really? Okay. Okay.
Yeah, it's maybe because you're a woman, you don't know that.
Oh, no, that wouldn't be it. Maybe it's because you're talking about something that has to do with plumbing.
No, maybe you don't. How would you know? You just answer the phone there and you look pretty, right?
Well, maybe, but.
Then that's it. So why don't you just stick to that?
Okay. Why don't you call another company that you're not going to be so rude to? Okay. Thank you. Have a great day.
Bitch.
Bitch.
I'm sorry that I said that. I'm
yeah,
sorry.
Okay. That's fine. Okay. What's your first and last name, sir?
Eddie Qua.
Okay. And your property address?
What is it? 123 Fake Street.
Okay. Okay. So, Eddie, when you can call and be serious, you can go ahead and give another company a call. Thanks.
No,
Bye.
No. You said you call you back, right? She's like, you can actually call... Ah, shit. It's in her head. Wait a minute. I'll get him on a technicality. Yo, yo, yo. In the house. Bone Thugs in Harmony.
Yeah, bound in the motherfucking house for the 9 quarts.
Yeah, motherfucker.
Rolling with rudeness in this bitch.
Yeah,
my nigga lazy bone, busy bone, wishbone, and fleshy bone.
Yeah,
and I'm that nigga crazy bone.
Know how loving he is to you.
Does it make you jealous? Are you very?
Hello, how are you?
Fine.
Oh,
what can I help you with?
Delicious. Yes, I need to make an order. I hear another phone. You got to get that, buddy?
Yeah, hold on, please. Hold on.
All right, honey. All right, honey. I figure if they're going to go anyway, just let them go now, get it over with, come back in a good mood.
Okay, what can I help you with?
I need to make an order. I need a dozen roses, and I have a message for you to write down.
Okay, go ahead.
All right.
And who is it going to?
To Lala, L-A-L-A.
Huh?
Lala.
Uh-huh.
Okay, the message is FIFO, Pape Pipo.
Okay, hold on. FIFO is spelled...
F-I-F-O.
F-I-F-O.
And then space P-A-P-E-P-I-P-O.
Uh-huh.
All right. You cheated on me.
You cheated on me?
You stupid motherfucker.
Oh, no. I can't put that down.
You fucking whore. I came inside of you without a condom last week.
Sir, I can't do that.
Come on. I have herpes and I came inside you without a condom last week when you were ovulating.
Sir, I can't write that down.
But I'm sorry, I've been drinking, but I'm real upset because she was cheating on me.
Oh, yo, I'm sorry, but I can't take that kind of order.
Yeah, where she's from, Fifo Pape People is like a really... she's from like the Northern Mariana Islands in the Pacific.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Fifo Pape People is like you... like it's like fucking slut dog on the street.
Oh,
is what it means.
You're gonna have to tell her that for me. I can't say.
Can you just say "fifo pape people"?
No, I can't even do that.
Motherfucker.
I can't.
Asshole.
Do
fucking motherfucking bitch.
Oh Jesus.
Stupid motherfucker. Okay, you're the gay flower man.
No, sir.
Shocking. Gay. Oh.
I'm sorry, sir.
Being gay is shocking.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, okay, bye. Being gay is shocking. Like in the 90s, where if you heard, you accuse someone being gay, like, dun-dun-dun. What?
Against him. Are you very jealous?
Don't want to spill up his business.
Shut up, Reclude. Straight mouth up, nigga, return from the clip. Test is hustling better than I did. We talking about getting distributed, yeah, yeah. Little lazy beat it, daily collecting me bank, we're rolling with truth. Nothing to lose. Nevertheless, ain't about that talking. Screaming, I'm murder, coming to serve ya. Nigga, we toast it, bomb, we stalking. Sweet walking, number one assassin. Pick up the pump and they causing a drug eruption. Let loose with a buckshot blasting. Bone up out of the cut and be bucking. Eternally hit a stick in a khaki suit, so I have to... Hi. Yeah, hi. I had a question about coming in to look at some of your cigars.
I'm sorry, man.
Do you have Rocky Patel?
Lucky Patel?
Rocky Patel? Rocky Patel?
Which one, Lucky Patel?
No, Rocky.
No.
You don't have any Rocky Patel?
No.
Is it in a cigar shop?
Yeah, smoke shop, yeah.
And you're Indian, right?
Yeah.
So you don't have Rocky Patel cigars?
Yeah, cigar. One second.
Sure. Stupid.
Thank you.
Okay. No problem.
No, man.
No Rocky Patel. Do you have Banchod? Banchod?
Coming is a store, man, please.
Do you have Banchod?
Banchod? Yeah.
Okay. How much? How much is Banchod?
This $8.
All right. How much is soup marinade for?
$8, man. $8.99.
Okay. Pape people.
Okay, one second. This is a customer, please.
Pape people! Oh, I'm having chest pains. You can run the
world, escape the lot. So many times. This is 22, Mufadal speaking.
Hey, how are you?
Okay, good.
God bless you.
God bless.
Okay, what time is service tomorrow?
Tomorrow morning is...
Uh-huh.
What kind of service are you looking?
You know, the church service.
This is a chicken place. We sell chicken.
Yeah, churches.
Church of chicken, yeah.
Yeah, so what time is service tomorrow?
You want to buy some chicken?
Well, you guys have the free chicken lunch after sermon and service, right?
No.
What time is service, motherfucker?
This is a business. It's fast food restaurant. This is not church.
This is a disgusting people religion. Or are you Muslim church?
Huh? Not church. This is a chicken place. We sell chicken.
Oh, do you have Banchod? Banchod?
Huh?
Banchod?
No.
Are you Indian?
Huh?
Are you Indian?
Yeah.
You don't speak Hindi?
I hear a little bit.
So what do you speak, Bengali?
Yeah.
Durhalahala?
Durhalahala, yeah.
Yeah, that's you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Suk maranil fua.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You already doing something?
Yeah, I'm Hindi. Bengali is like owl. You're an owl. Ulu. Are you a stupid?
Yeah.
You're a stupid owl.
You are a kind of that kind.
Yeah, you're a stupid dark Bengali owl.
Yeah. You are stupid. You know the from whatever you come from, that you are stupid. You know.
No, I'm Bangladeshi.
No, you are Bangladeshi, you know, and
motherfucker.
Not like that. Bangladeshi people are not like you.
Oh yeah.
You are kind of stupid.
No, I'm not. I'm good.
Yeah,
person.
You look like
you're the owl. You're the one who looks like an owl with the big white eyes and black skin, dark skin. Ew,
yeah.
Disgusting.
Yeah.
Do you wash hands?
No. I don't need to wash hands also, you know, like you.
Yeah.
Okay. You do that every day, you know, like 15 times because you do that shit thing.
Yeah. Do you clean your ass with your left hand or your right hand?
No, you use your right hand. Yeah, that's why you need that.
You use the right hand and then you smell it.
No.
Then
you know, like that today, Saturday night, you know, that you start early.
Uh-huh.
You stupid.
Yeah, right. Listen, you wipe your asshole when you shit. You clean with your right hand and
you
eat chicken.
You are number one, you know, like that.
You eat chicken.
You are number one. That's why you're looking at the charts right now. What is your service?
What the fuck are you saying?
Yeah, that's why you're looking at the charts here. You know, this is a business, you know, they're selling chicken.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay, so you don't have church there?
No. You're kind of...
Oh.
Bye.
So I'm confused, motherfucker? Fucker. Bye. Poor guy. Hong Kong, Chinese food?
Yes.
What do you sell there?
Chinese food.
Oh, okay. Okay, what time do you have service tomorrow?
Tomorrow we open 9:30 to 8:30.
And then we pray to Jesus?
Hi.
Whoa, no.
Waba girl, how can I help you?
I didn't want to hold.
I'm sorry?
I didn't want to wait. I didn't want to hold.
Okay. Can I help you now?
Yeah, I need to make an order.
What would you like?
One waba.
Is that chicken?
One waba.
Waba is the restaurant name.
Yeah, but it says here real big waba. One waba.
That's the restaurant's name.
Alright, one meat.
One steak bowl?
No, one meat.
Do you want the bowl or the plate?
Can you put it in a container?
So a side of meat?
No.
Waba girl, how can I help you?
Yeah, one meat.
Sorry?
One meat.
One meat?
Mm-hmm.
What kind one meat? Do you want a plate? Do you want a bowl?
Can you just put it like in a container, you know? One meat.
Do you want steak or do you want chicken?
One meat.
What do you mean by meat?
Well, it's like from the animal, meat, flesh, you know? Like you put it on the grill.
What kind of animal?
Mammal. One cow. Because they have ribs too, right? What kind of animal? Why is she even entertaining some idiot saying shit like that? She goes, yeah, you know, you have to realize... What that you've just asked your customer, what kind of animal do you want your meat?
Waba girl, can I take your order?
Yes, one chicken bowl.
Sure, one chicken bowl.
Mm-hmm. One chicken steak plate.
One chicken steak plate.
Uh-huh. One salmon plate.
One salmon plate.
Yeah, one pape pipo.
One what?
Pape pipo.
What is that, sir?
It's on the menu. Pape people.
We don't have that.
Someone wrote here P-A-P-E-P-I-P-O, and they put a box. It says special. It says Pape people.
No, we don't have that. Sorry.
It's like handwritten on your menu. You guys wrote it in. It's a new one.
No, sir.
Okay. What else would you recommend then?
Rib?
One cow.
One cow?
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah, one animal.
Hi.
Hello? Hello? Ah.
Thank you for holding. How can I help you?
Did you just say fuck you?
Say again?
Did you just say fuck you over there?
No. I say thank you for holding. How can I help you?
Oh, okay. I'm not happy.
Why?
There have been a few changes since I last visited. Number one is that you... Like, I ordered a burrito, and my friend got a sandwich or fries, and I asked for the salsa, ketchup, mustard, Reno, etc. on the side. You charged me an extra 55 cents.
Yes, what did you order?
Your prices are no bounds cheap. As a simple chorizo and egg burritos cost me $7 plus tax.
Okay, at what time did you order?
Earlier today. Listen, the salsa is going into the burrito anyway. Why do you charge me an additional 55 cents just because I want it on the side?
Yes. Huh? Let me ask you something.
Motherfucker.
Excuse me, sir?
I'm sorry.
Excuse me?
I'm sorry.
What did you say?
Motherfucker.
Yes, sir. You know, okay, at what time did you order? Just let me know at what time.
Early today.
At what time?
Why?
That's my question. Yeah, because I came at 10 o'clock.
I'm sorry,
and
I said.
I didn't get your order.
I came at 9.
It doesn't matter. Okay. It doesn't matter what time. But you need to know how to respect the people.
I'm sorry, I said.
Okay, no. There's no sorry. Okay?
I'm sorry, motherfucker.
No.
I just read negative Yelp ads back to her. That's a good idea. I've never thought of that. Read back restaurants' own negative Yelp ads in first person.
Yes, how can I help you?
I'm sorry, okay?
No, there's no sorry. And if you have any problem, call Monday.
Cabrona, puta. Cochina.
Thank you.
Come mierda, mamá huevo.
Sí.
Yeah.
Gracias.
Yeah.
Okay?
Go to hell. Go to hell.
Yes, you too.
Motherfucker.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Bye.
Okay, bye.
I think it was an answer machine.
Your call is being forwarded. Please hold.
That's weird. What kind of 80s forwarding box do they have on their phone?
Good afternoon, Ice Machine.
Yeah, hi.
Hello?
Hi. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hi. We have a problem with the Ice Machine.
Okay.
I have this number to call.
Okay, and then what kind of machine is it?
Can you speak up, boy?
What kind of machine is it?
It's the main ice machine here.
And your name, please?
Araculo.
How do you spell that?
A-C-U-L-O, Araculo.
Thank you. A-C-U-L-O?
Mm-hmm.
And the last name?
Well, I just work here. I'm at the Starbucks.
At the Starbucks?
Yeah.
Okay, and what's the address there, the location?
It's the one right by you.
I'm sorry, I need to get an address to dispatch the calls, sir.
Where are you from?
This is their service. We're dispatching their calls after hours.
I need to talk to one of them.
I'm sorry?
I need to talk to one of them.
Okay, I know, I understand that, but I need to take this information if you want me to dispatch the call.
Uh-huh. Okay. Okay. Four.
I'm sorry?
Four. Four.
014. What's the area code?
The area code is 4.
The area code is 4?
Yeah.
Okay, the area codes are usually 3 digits for a phone number.
No, not anymore. They ran out of 3 digits.
Sir, I'm sorry, but if you continue like this, I'm going to disconnect the call.
Continue like what? Don't talk to me like I'm a child, sir.
You're acting very unprofessional, sir.
No, I'm not. I'm telling you. Our error code is 4. Oh, a little stinker.
Are you a manager there?
What?
Are you a manager there?
Yeah, I'm the owner.
Okay, and you have no area code for the phone number?
4.
That is not an area code, sir.
Check your new phone book. It is. You ran out of 3-digit area codes. It started giving the number 4 area code out in this part of California.
What state are you in?
California.
And what's the city?
It's in between City of Commerce and City of Industry.
Okay, what's the name of the city?
It depends on who you ask.
Sir, I'm going to release the line. Have a good evening.
No. Yeah, hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Great, how are you?
I'm not too good.
Okay.
I have some complaints.
A complaint?
Yeah, listen, when a business like yours has a banner outside that says, come see all the UFC action.
Uh-huh.
Then, you know, there's something like you have to show the UFC fight. You actually have to show it, you know?
Uh-huh. Okay.
And I tried to call and confirm, but you people don't bother to answer the phone.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. So you just got to go with the banner that says that you're going to have the fight. Nope.
Okay. Well, I have no power over that. I just work here.
Well, it's very aggravating. It's very aggravating. So I grabbed a business card, and I got all the information for Rafael Hurtado and Ricardo Hurtado, and I found all.
Those are the owners, so you can talk to them.
I found all this evidence about them.
Okay.
They're both cheating on their wives with people who work there. Do you want to know who?
Sure. I mean, it's really none of my business. I just work here.
Yeah, but they're having affairs with women that work there.
But I can't do anything about those affairs because I'm not related to them in any way.
I have video of Ricardo having sex on top of the bar after hours there with one of them. And he held a gun to her head the whole time.
Are you kidding?
No, I have...
I think this is more than I bargained for. I mean, if you're calling to complain about a banner that's outside and then you're talking about the owners having sex on top of the bars, that's really none of my business.
With a gun up to the girl's head.
Okay, sir, if you have this evidence, I mean, you can always call the police if you're really that aggravated.
No, it wasn't a crime. She's like, I like it. She's like, oh, I like it. Like
okay,
that.
Well then, I can't do anything about that. I'm going to have to hang up, okay?
Okay, all right, bye. Corporate label. It's a clothing store. I don't care for that. California Transport Refrigeration probably closed. AM PM. Why not? Pick up your Yeah, hi. How are you?
You good yourself?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm calling from the corporate office. God bless you. Can you go ahead and do a check of your breakers, please?
Give me just a second, please. Just
okay.
Second.
I'll never beat that 30-second record again, man.
Judge.
Oh. Still there, Enigma? I think you're dropping. Uh-oh.
Okay. Sorry, I was busy with a customer.
Are you done?
Yes.
God damn.
Oh, what do you want me to do, sir?
Are you in the back where the breakers are?
I'm on my way there.
Okay.
This is for what, sir? I'm sorry?
I'm from the corporate office. We're going to confirm that the generator that got installed this week is in proper order.
Oh, okay. Let me check.
Okay.
Okay. Hold on a second.
Look at this Rebecca guy. Hey, Enigma.
Okay, so which one you want me to press, sir?
Did you see the main one? The main one, big one?
Is it the one that says fuel shutdown, fuel reset?
Yep.
That's the one?
Yeah.
So you want me to turn it off?
Turn it off, leave it off for about 5 minutes,
mm-hmm.
and then turn it back on.
Oh, but there's people pumping gas right now.
No, it's going to keep working because we have a generator. The backup will kick in.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right,
go ahead and turn it off and let me know what happens when you turn it off. Off?
Mm-hmm.
All right, and can you make sure that they're still pumping gas?
Okay, let me go check. Okay,
all right.
No, sir, they cannot pump gas.
Oh, they can't? How many customers are there?
There were 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Okay, just let them know they can go ahead and go.
Yeah, no, they're all coming back.
No, they have to go. They can go.
Okay, 1 second. Yeah, I'm sorry, sir. Give me just a minute. You should be okay in a few seconds. I just turn it back on.
Oh, okay. I didn't give you permission, but okay. All right. All right.
That's what she said to come and turn it on.
Oh, well, she wasn't supposed to say that to you. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, I'm not with the corporate office. I just wanted you to turn it off.
You just wanted me to turn it off?
Yeah.
Okay. So what? Okay.
That was it. I just wanted to play a practical joke, you know, make you turn it off.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Is that okay?
No, it's not okay.
Did it cause any problem?
I don't understand what was the point of it.
Did it cause any problems when I did that?
Of course it did.
Like what? Like what happened? Ho 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 ho. Dun 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 dun. There you go.
Can I help you?
Yeah, why don't you have boxing on, motherfucker?
What?
Speak up.
What do you, I'm
I'm not a man. Who did you want to speak to?
Why don't you have boxing up?
Boxing up?
I want to see the boxing on the TV.
Is this your number, 212-479?
La, la, la. Yeah.
Go report that. Thank you.
No, don't. Fucking bitch. He called and said, why don't you have the game on? Arrest him. Report me for what?
Yes, can I help you?
Yeah, report me for what?
Report you for obscene language over the phone.
I didn't say anything obscene.
If you want service, you need to be polite. If you don't want service, we can just hang up.
I'm sorry, okay.
Okay, well, you owe the other operator an apology.
Can I tell her?
Sure, one moment.
Okay. The dead's calling, but he's going to have to wait.
He's being a rascal.
Like I said, he just bitched out his wife. Hang on. All right. Well, they hung up anyway. That's what I was holding out for. Let's call him. Oops. Let's see if Dieters picks up. The dead! Hey.
What the fuck do you want, man?
Fighting with your wife again?
Yeah.
¿Qué pasó?
I know.
What happened?
Yeah, he same was a play-by-play.
You know what? Same shit, different shit. So, you know. Same day, different shit. Blah, 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 blah. Different day, same shit. You know, she wanna go to the salon tomorrow. And I'm like, ask your motherfucking guy that you're fucking behind my back. And she's like, am I fucking no guy? I'm like, you're fucking Dominicana. I don't fucking believe you for a second, bitch. And we got into it, so, you know.
Wow.
Yeah.
Quite the married couple, Dad.
Yep.
Really? Did you really tell her, accuse her of that?
Yeah, I called her. I always call her a puta. I call her a bitch. I say, I always fucking accuse her. Come on, man. She's a fucking Dominican. She gonna fucking get to whatever fucking dick she wants to property. Come on.
Don't just call her a puta like that, man. That's your
I'm
life.
I'm gonna fucking call her a puta how I fucking want it, man. Come on.
Be nice to your wife. I'll take care of her if you want.
Dude, I'm not gonna let you fucking take care of her. Shit.
Can I call her?
Yeah, you can.
Okay.
You know what? She's not at home right now, though.
It's okay. So. We'll call McDonald's instead, okay?
Yeah. Go tell me, put down.
Hi.
Hello?
Yeah, hi. My cousin Steven went there, and he's not allowed to have this kind of food. And sure enough, he ate a bunch of it, and now he messed up his mouth. It's swollen up.
Okay.
All right, so I'm going to hold you responsible.
Give me 1 second, please.
Okay.
Okay, so what did he come and order?
Yeah, he has a sign around his neck that says, do not give beef to him, because he has a serious allergy to beef machines.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. So, Steven, how many hamburgers did you eat?
I ate 4.
You gave him 4, and he hears his mouth now? It's messed up.
Okay, so he had an allergic reaction to
it? Yeah,
give me
I
your
did.
Number and your name.
You
and
know what? I'm actually in a band, and I'm actually a cover for Slipknot. And now I can't do these. I can't produce these fast lyrics like Slipknot does. And I'm gonna be out some income tonight, and I'm gonna be out some income tomorrow because of your fault. You mixed up chicken with beef, and now I'm gonna be out some income. From my cover band with Slipknot, so I actually spit, so I actually drooled a little bit because of my allergy.
Okay, may I have your name and number?
You know what? You could talk to my brother / attorney
okay.
for that.
Yeah, it's 835-2014.
I'm sorry, what was the name?
Yeah, you can just put down Cross, Stephen Cross.
Okay, Stephen Cross?
Uh-huh, and then Pape People.
What is the number?
Pape People.
I'm sorry, I can't understand that.
Pape People.
Can you go ahead and give us a call back tomorrow morning?
No.
Speak to my general manager.
No, no. No, we can't.
Well,
I might
well,
be able to. I might
able
be able
it.
To be able to play some of my music for you now.
Yeah, we're going to be fornicating tomorrow.
You probably would get all horny and shit because it's Slipknot, so you know. Slipknot always makes all these bitches horny,
yeah.
And I always fuck them to hell and back, so you know.
478, what's that mean?
Yeah, what's that?
What is that?
478 is a code for dead bitches that
oh,
I
yeah.
do.
Okay, so. All right, I got you.
I love necrophilia. I'm a fucking necrophiliac bitch.
I'm
yeah.
Sorry, can you speak to somebody that I could actually talk to or somebody that could actually give me a number?
Enigma, do you want to try or are you scared? Or are you still by?
I'm sorry?
Still by.
Okay, no, Enigma's by, so he can't.
I can't help you either because I'm kind of drunk right now.
Yeah, the dead's drunk, Enigma's by, he doesn't talk on the phone, and then you already talked to me and you got some kind of fucking problem, so I don't.
Yeah,
me.
What's your problem, lady? What's the fucking deal here?
Motherfucker.
I'm watching a Slipknot video right now called Dead Memories. It's pretty cool.
Slipknot?
Slipknot,
okay.
Yeah.
Alright, gotcha. Part of them, they got all the masks and stuff, right?
Yeah, they have a new mask and shit
yeah.
now.
And they pass around the chicken at the beginning of the concert, and they don't start until the chicken's dead.
Dude, they have a new fucking mask now.
They don't?
It's right. pretty awesome, yeah.
It's white people music, so I don't know.
Dead Memories is kind of cool, though. It's kind of nice. You should, play that song next.
But I don't have. Did they do Street Dreams? Did they do that song, The Beautiful People, in Street Dreams?
Dead Marilyn Manson.
Manson? Okay.
Yeah, Manson.
Okay. Did they do I Can't Get No Satisfaction?
I don't know.
I can't get no satisfaction.
That wasn't. That wasn't them. I think that was Korn, wasn't it? No, it wasn't. I don't know. RCP did fuck the world.
RCP
is kind of good, though.
He's yeah, he loves the music. Yeah, he's
kind
of
nice. Yeah, they're kind of cool. They're like old news now, though. They're really falling out of favor, though. They're washed up motherfuckers now. So their old shit was good, but their new shit isn't as fucking good anymore.
Marilyn Manson?
No, ICP.
Oh, I never liked them.
Yeah.
And I didn't like them because of their fans.
ICP. I like some stuff they did, but I didn't like some.
I don't know. The fans all seemed to have dirty teeth and looked like they had really stinky poops, and I didn't want to hang out with them. Seriously, every ICP fan I've known.
They were all from Detroit, man. Fucking Detroit people are dirty.
I rest my case.
They are fucking sushi.
Look at Ken. He's sushi. Ken has a ring around his neck.
All Detroit people are fucking sushi.
I think Ken had a little bit of a breakdown last night. I hope he's
okay. Thank you for calling Bread Los Angeles. To ensure next day delivery, orders must be placed before 2 p.m.
No.
For order this department, enter 302. For this...
Please hold a moment.
The beautiful people, the beautiful people. Ba-bom-bom. Stupid to my desk here.
Extension 3.
I would have been fucking. I would have been fucking off the hook tonight.
You could be naked too, yeah.
I would have been off the hook, man.
Does your dad have a girlfriend now?
Yeah.
Does he fuck her?
Huh?
Does he fuck her?
Yeah, I think he do. So.
Oh, cool.
Whatever.
You need Rocky Foods? Sorry you missed your call.
I'm fucking my wife too.
Oh, yeah, yeah, well, of course, yeah.
Whatever.
You have to, yeah.
Hey, call my wife's cell phone, man.
Give me number.
I'm gonna, auto-dance PM it to you. I'm actually gonna PM it in me.
Yeah, you don't want Enigma to have it.
Yeah, I know.
He lets girls amble.
Then he might call her and try to, like, seduce her or something. I don't know.
I'll go right for the anus.
I know.
He's like, a hole's a hole.
Hey, you know what? Anus is mine, though. She's a virgin after anus, though.
No, she's not.
But that shit's mine.
Not until anymore. I get done with her.
Yeah. No, that shit's mine.
Fuck. I'll rasp you for that anus.
That shit's mine. We could DB her, but anus is mine.
You want to tag team the anus?
I don't care if you DP her with me, but the anus is mine.
DP is good because you can feel each other inside at the same time. That's why I like it. That's why I like it. That's my favorite part of DP.
You're fucked up.
Oh boy. Look at that. An hour ago was going to say, just about an hour ago,
but
was going to
my wife ain't picking up.
What? No. She's not picking up. Did she? Oh, it's her cell phone. That was not her cell phone. It kept ringing.
Dude, call Auntie Lady. Call my stepdaughter.
I didn't save those numbers. I was afraid to. I don't want someone to take them.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Just
type them again for me.
I'm going to have to go and look at my cell phone. I'll be right back. So.
Okay, go. We'll wait on that. Well, I keep scanning the map. Harley Cycle Place, maybe they're open still. If not, there's a California Express Transportation. That might be fun.
Shit, damn it.
Yeah, let me look it up.
Two similar businesses to connect to these tracks located at
no, none of that. Google. All right, so California Express Transpo. Let me pull up their website, see what they're all about. No, they're not a like give you a ride place, they're more of a trucker company. So here's a stab in the dark, see if they have an answering service or happen to answer. It's a weed song.
Gotta learn to smoke the Buddha.
going to listen to this song for a little bit and I don't know, do something. But Enigma, join me. Why don't you?
Okay. Hey, call, call her now.
Mahaloho, what's her name?
Artie Lady. Artie Lady.
Her first name's Artie.
No, Artie.
You remember Evil Artie? Did you ever know him?
I know Artie Lady. I knew little Artie. I talked to him when he crashed his Lancer Evo.
Oh my God! Right, that girl.
Hello.
Hey, it's her.
Hi. Hello.
Adis Leahy.
Momento.
Steven, you're gonna talk or what? What's going on?
The death. I'm not gonna talk to. It's Gail. Come on.
Is that her?
Hello.
Hey, what happened with Steven?
I don't know.
Well, he's really upset right now. He's crying.
He's crying.
Yeah, he's with another woman.
Oh.
Yeah, and
he was drinking today.
Huh? Drinking?
He was drinking today.
Yeah, he was drinking. Yeah. Yeah, he's upset. He went into the bedroom with this other girl that he met, and he had like some...
Oh, shut up, Carlito. Oh. Fuck.
Hi.
Oh.
Hi. No,
what?
It's a lie.
Why did I lie you?
It's a lie. No, no, no. It's a lie. That's not true. He didn't do that.
Come on, Carlito. No, what the hell?
No, mentira. Mentira.
Can I tickle your brown hole?
Yeah.
Dude, she's a 15. Don't fucking talk shit to her.
Oh, okay.
Oh, she's 15?
Hi.
Yeah.
Do you like Santa Claus?
That's Steven.
Okay.
Steven.
What? What?
Steven, habla con ella, coño. Tell her something.
What? I don't got nothing to say.
Steven, what happened to you?
Nothing happened to me. What happened to you?
He's drinking and he's fighting. He's getting arrested. The police is coming to arrest him.
I don't know. He's this way every time.
Policia key.
The police is coming to arrest Steven.
Policia in your house?
Police,
in my house.
Yeah, they're arresting him.
Carlito Policia.
Yeah, he was fighting in the street with some people.
Oh.
And he took a baseball bat and he swung it at a car.
Why? Why they are there?
He's drinking.
No, the police.
Oh, because he was fighting.
Carlito, no habla español.
Sí,
problem?
Él estaba peleando afuera.
¿Steven has problem?
Sí, la policía se lo van a llevar.
¿Y por qué?
Porque estaba bebiendo, se emborrachó, estaba bebiendo y empezó a pelear afuera con unos morenos que habían afuera. Y después sacó un bate y empezó a darle a un carro con un bate. Y le rompió todas las ventanas. Y ahora la policía está aquí y lo tienen emposado.
Ay, Dios mío. ¿Y su padre? ¿Dónde está?
Él está en el hospital.
¿En el hospital?
La ambulancia se lo llevó al hospital.
¿Y qué le pasó a su padre?
Porque él salió, vio que estaba la policía y dijo que tenía un ataque de corazón. Un infarto y se desmayó y se cagó y todo.
Ay, Dios mío. ¿Y Steven está en la casa ahora?
Ya se lo están llevando, le van a dar te lo pongo en el teléfono para que le hable con él, para que te diga dónde se lo van a llevar.
No, está bien, yo voy a llamar a su esposa ahora, mi madre.
Okay, avanza, que se lo van a llevar.
Vecino, ¿verdad?
Sí, lo
usted
tenemos.
Usted es su vecino.
Sí, está bien, nos ponemos de acuerdo.
Pues está bien, muchas gracias.
Bye. All right, so she thinks your dad had a heart attack when he saw the police at your house arresting you, and he got taken in the ambulance to the hospital, and you're in the back of the police car being taken because you got into a fight in the street drinking with some black people, and then you swung a baseball bat at a car and broke the windows. Is it still that early that he's not even... Yeah, hi. What kind of food do these people? Mexican?
Yes.
Look, I went to your place to eat, and your tortas that everyone told me about was so stupid and good. You told me that you're not serving tortas anymore.
Who told you that?
The person when I went there. How are you going to run out of tortas when you are known for them? Huh? Come on.
Yeah, I think it's another 2 hours yet.
Okay, I gotcha. Still, he should be kind of focusing, not out there chilling with iPod.
No,
yeah, I had the lengua torta ahogada.
You want a one torta?
I had the lengua torta. The lengua torta. I had one. I ate it.
Uh-huh.
It was horrible bread. Super hard sauce was not good at all.
Oh, did you buy it?
That's the first time and last time I ever go there.
Oh, do you want to come?
No, I don't want to come anymore. I'm not horny anymore.
Oh, okay.
You know?
Okay, I'm sorry about that.
Listen, don't go. Uh-huh. You were playing a video? Okay. You were playing a video?
Excuse me?
You were playing a video there?
Just a second.
Oh, fucking shit.
Hello?
Yeah, hi, my name is Akulo.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I had a bad experience.
Okay.
I hate the fact that you close your kitchen at 1 p.m. I miss eating my freaking favorite burritos from your place.
What are you talking about? We have an open kitchen, sir.
Yeah, but I used to go to your place with my husband every weekend after work around 5.
Okay, so what's the problem? Do you want to come in and...
Well, you people told me you closed the kitchen at 1, and then you said you were remodeling the kitchen. Shit. Fuck it. Am I enjoying those more than you guys are? Because I think they're hilarious.
I think they're funny.
Yeah.
Yo, yo, yo.
Why was Sal saying 8 and 17, 24 to me? What's that supposed to be?
I have no idea.
Stop it, Sloth. Stop saying numbers.
Yeah, stop being racist, Sloth.
Yeah. But they never joined again. Oh, shit, man.
He added me on, Skype a minute ago. Like 2 minutes ago.
All right, well, that's good. His wife's, his stepdaughter just probably called his wife, and she's like, "What the fuck, what?" Yeah, your father-in-law just had a heart attack and died, and your husband's being arrested. Some Puerto Rican kid called me and started saying this to me. Some Puerto Rican kid with an American accent said this to me. 29103. Shut up, Sloth. No more numbers. No numbers in chat. That's why we say that.
Ooh. You broke a rule, Sloth. Scold Carlito.
Oh, he's front of it. I'm sorry, Sloth. It's okay. I can't even call that number. All right, flowers close, obviously. Why even try? Here is the Armenian Center. It's not a restaurant. I'm not going to go for it. Pico Rivera Gasoline and Car Wash. Let's see. Pico Rivera. Miss Pico. That call it says it was Pico.
Hello.
Yeah, I came in there and this guy told me to tape the hair to the back of my neck or something like that.
They what?
This guy over there was telling me to tape the hair to the back of my neck.
Okay.
Yeah, what does that mean?
I don't know.
Well, I don't know either. Your people are the ones that said it.
Are you calling the right place?
Yeah, Pico.
Pico what?
Pico Car Wash and Gasoline Machine.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so I don't know who said that, man.
The guy there said, put the tape, the hair to the back of your neck. And he said, motherfucker, like that to me. He said to call this number and the person that answers was going to tell me about how I was a motherfucker.
Well, I don't know, sir.
Was that you? Whatever.
Motherfucker.
Yo. Well, you know, it's been over 3 hours. I'm done. Thank you, Enigma, for joining me, sir.
Sure, anytime, buddy.
See you later, buddy. I hope someone else goes on. Yep, see you. That's Enigma. Also, big thanks to the Dead for checking in. I hope I didn't screw up your life too much. And I don't know. I have no one else to that, I think. Thank me. Thank Carlito. Carlito. Thank you, Carlito. Thank you. All right, see you guys later.